This is 90.5 WKAR, your NPR station. How many times have you read a Facebook post or heard an argument and wonder if anyone listens to each other anymore, especially when the topic is race? Today on All Things Considered, we're launching a series called My Voice. No shouting, no arguing, just listening to five of your Michigan neighbors of diverse backgrounds share their perspective on race and ethnicity.
My name is Ashley Bell, born and raised here, lived in Lansing my whole life. African American, Irish, German, Egyptian.
I'm Justin Sheehan. I am white, Caucasian, Irish, and grew up here in Lansing.
My name's Clara Martinez. Chicana is my ethnic group, and I was born in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Well, my name is Juwan Clark. I am a black male from Detroit, Michigan, from the west side of Detroit.
Well, my name is Ariana Kwan. Well, I was actually born in Beijing, China, but I am Korean. So that was an interesting dynamic growing up.
Those were the panelists we talked to, and as you listen to them, understand that you're hearing their perspectives. They are not speaking for everyone who shares their race or ethnicity, only sharing their perspectives. We had planned to do this series before the racial violence in Charlottesville, but we thought there's no better time than now for this series. Our news director, Reginald Hardwick, asked all of our panel their backgrounds and where they grew up. Then he asked them three questions. What is their first memory of learning they were different? What is misunderstood about their race or ethnicity? And what makes them proud of their race or ethnicity? Here's our first panelist, Ashley Bell.
My name is Ashley Bell, born and raised here, lived in Lansing my whole life. African American, Irish, German, Egyptian.
So what is your first memory of learning you were different?
I think the first time was at a relatively young age. I want to say maybe 3 or 4. It's actually just noticing my dolls. None of them looked like me. All, you know, blonde, blue eyes. And then it just kind of made me think, huh, I don't look like them. It wasn't really, you know, anything necessarily bad, but I just kind of was aware more so. And I didn't really become acutely aware, I think, until maybe the age of 6 or 7, about like definitive different races. I never really thought about it and put actually an intensive thought into it.
Do you think is the least understood about people of your racial or ethnic background?
When people kind of make comments or question in certain ways, such as saying, oh, you know, you could pass for white, as if it's a compliment. I understand what they're saying because I have a light complexion, but it's almost as if it's not good enough and that they're trying to give me a compliment by saying that's the ultimate level or standard of beauty. But I feel like there's not necessarily a standard. I think it should all be celebrated. Every race should be celebrated. And another bit of, another point of contention would be when people, especially strangers, just randomly touch my hair. At least ask. That would always be nice as opposed to just kind of putting their hands through my hair.
What makes you proud of your racial or ethnic background?
It represents progress, struggle, hard work, especially my maternal grandparents. My maternal grandmother, she looked completely Caucasian. I mean, she was, of course, African-American, Irish, German, but she looked completely Caucasian. And so she lived in Tupelo, Mississippi with my grandfather, who was clearly African-American. And so she had to continuously be ID'd and constantly have to have her birth certificate on her to prove that she is African-American descent. And so constantly they were being harassed by police. And just even once they knew she was African-American, they would say such things as, oh, you're light-skinned. You can do so much better. Why are you settling? And it's just heartbreaking. But I love that the blood that runs through my veins is from their fight, their perseverance, their struggle. You know, they sought a normal life, the American dream. So they settled upon Lansing, Michigan, worked at GM. And so just the blood that runs through my veins is that of such pride and honesty and fight. And I love that. And I wouldn't change it for anything.
Let us know what stood out to you about Ashley's interview on our WKAR News Facebook page. Tomorrow, we talk about race and ethnicity with the first Asian American Miss Michigan. Join us for My Voice tomorrow, 4 to 7 p.m. on All Things Considered here on 90.5 WKAR, your NPR station.